We look primarily at the risk of recurrence, and that is calculated either based on Peter Revden's model or basically the traditional ways in which we do it is by tumor size, nodal status, the two top prognostic indicators. And very briefly, we classify patients into higher risk or lower risk. And if there are higher risk of recurrence, then we consider systemic therapy. And the systemic therapy that we consider would fall into three groups, depending on their biomarkers. And the biomarkers would be the steroid hormone receptors, ER and PR, and HER2. And in patients with, generally speaking, more than 10% risk of distant recurrence at some point in the future, and if they're ER positive, we will almost invariably receive some form of endocrine therapy. In patients who are HER2 positive, with the current data, which we'll go into greater detail in a while, we'll receive probably some Herceptin or trastuzumab-based therapy. So when a patient comes to be evaluated, her risk of distant relapse is calculated. I do it by the traditional way, looking at tumor size, nodal status, grade of tumor. I look at the biomarkers like ER and PR and HER2, and then decide with the patient, based on her risk of relapse and the toxicity, the best therapies to take forward.